Radio Ray RTE, The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, our dependency on screens, be it at work or during a leisure time, can have a huge knock-on effect on our lives. But we might not always consider the impact it's having on our eyesight. With an increase in people reporting symptoms such as dry eyes, headaches and eyesight deterioration as a result of screen usage, what steps can we take to prevent further damage to our eye health? Well, to explain to us what the downsides are on our vision and what we can do to counteract it, I'm joined now on the line from Carlo, by Carlo-based optician Bernard Jennings. Hi, Bernard.
How's it going?
How's it going? Thanks so much for taking our call.
No problem at all. I love talking about eyes.
Lovely, me too. Screens, as you said, are having a huge impact on eye health and it's causing visual strain, headaches and other issues. How big of an issue is it?
Well, it's a massive issue, and it's a massive issue because we're literally every one of us are checking our screens on our phones multiple times per hour. And in work and in remote working, people are just doing more and more and more. So there are a few rules. The biggest of them is a rule called 20-20-20-20.
Okay.
That every 20 minutes, you can stand up for 20 seconds and you look 20 feet in the distance.
Yeah.
And you blink your eyes 20 times. Now, the reason for the blinking 20 times is that when you're glancing at the screen, when you're looking at the screen intently, you're not blinking as much and you're not giving your eyes a chance to lubricate themselves. So this is a method by which you can, every 20 minutes, just literally take a break that only lasts for less than a minute.
Okay, so are we accepting that part of living in the modern world is screens, looking at screens, that's just part of who we are? Or are we going to step in and suggest maybe we need to put the phones down a bit? I mean, for work, obviously, we all need our screens, but we don't need to be doom scrolling constantly on social media, right?
Well, you see, it doesn't matter how much you say it.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's reality now. Yeah. That, and it's a reality for children as well. It's a reality for your parents trying to manage their children.
Yeah.
And one of the downsides of the fact that screens are being used so much is that children are becoming an awful lot more short-sighted or myopic.
Sorry, really?
You're
really
actually seeing that? This is especially prevalent in Asia.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah.
And would you attribute that to a place in the world where screen time is much more excessive?
Oh, absolutely. There's one of the countries in Asia, I think it's Singapore, they have by law, the children have to play outside for 2 hours per day in school.
Wow.
And it's something that parents should be very conscious of as well. That, I mean, it's so easy to leave the kids watching the telly, but it's a little bit of work to make to bring them outside and play football or do some kind of outdoor activity. And that's absolutely
so
vital.
So apart from the headaches and the dry eye and all that, you're actually, there's real issues happening with children's eyes that they're now developing poorer sight because of screens.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they're developing myopia, which at one time when I was a student, it was classified as a condition, and now it's been reclassified as a disease.
Yeah.
Which means that if you are short-sighted, more things happen to you as you get older. So they're trying to deflect and try and make sure, yeah, people don't become short-sighted in the first place.
Of course.
And this is doing excess close work will ensure that you have a better chance of becoming short-sighted.
So the 20-20-20-20-20 rule is a step you can take to sort of, I suppose, improve your eye health, or is it just to prevent it from getting worse? Are we at a stage now where you're just preventing it getting worse?
It's preventing so many things. It's good for your the fact that you're standing up, it's good for your posture. The fact that you're blinking is good for the lubrication of your eyelids, because if you don't lubricate your eyelids, that's when you start to get that gritty, grindy feeling, and that your eyes start to get tired. And the fact that you're looking 20 feet in the distance and looking at something farther away is giving your muscles a chance to relax and become normal, just even for the 20 seconds.
So you're saying it actually can reverse the damage?
Yes, it can.
Wow.
Yes, it can.
And then one more question, a quick one for you, is the impact of blue light from our iPhones as we sleep. Does that have an impact on our eyes?
It does have an impact on your sleep patterns, but there's no evidence that it has any effect on the eyesight. But the people who get the blue light filter, they love it. They absolutely love it. And if you took it off them, they'd be back straight away to get it again. So that area needs an awful lot more research, and that's one thing that the article did say, that research is going into it through the College of Technology in the new place in Dublin.
Bernard Jennings, car optician.